Praise the Lord. Amen. It's good to be in the house of the Lord. Amen. If you'll turn your Bibles to Luke chapter 10. Luke chapter 10. We're going to read verse 25 through 37. It says, "And behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tempted him, saying, Master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? And he said unto him, What is written in the law? How readest thou? And he answered, said, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy strength, with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself. And he said unto him, Thou hast answered right, this do, and thou shalt live. But he, willing to justify himself, said unto Jesus, And who is my neighbor? And Jesus answered and said, A certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves, which stripped him of his raiment, and wounded him, and departed, leaving him half dead. And by chance there came down a certain priest that way, and when he saw him, he passed by the other side. And likewise a Levite, when he was at the place, came and looked on him, and passed by the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was, and when he saw him, had compassion on him, and went to him, and bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine, and set him on his own beast, and brought him to an inn, and took care of him. And the morrow, when he departed, he took out 2 pence, and gave to the host, and said unto him, Take care of him, whatsoever thou spendest more. When I come again, I will repay thee. Which now of these three, thinkest thou, was neighbor unto him that fell among the thieves? And he said, He that showed mercy on him. Then said Jesus unto him, Go and do likewise." Lord, we just ask you to touch us and speak to us here tonight. We appreciate your word. Lord, we have your way in Jesus' name. Amen. You can be seated. I want to speak to you tonight, continuing in outside the box compassion. We all need compassion. Amen? Praise the Lord. Compassion, folks, compassion brought the miraculous in Jesus' ministry. It was the compassion that brought about the miraculous. When you read about the miracles that took place throughout the Word of God in the New Testament, it was because he had compassion. Matthew 9, 35 through 37, "And Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them, because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. Then saith he unto his disciples, The harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he will send forth laborers into his harvest." Folks, you can sit here and you can sit in your homes or wherever you're at, and you can say, "Oh, that's too bad," or "It's so, you know, it's a shame to see this happen and that happen," or "It's a shame to see this person, you know, the way they let their life go," and all these kind of things. But until you get involved, you don't have compassion. Because compassion, as we read here in this scripture, compassion is what moved Jesus. When he saw these things that were taking place and he was felt bad about it, he did something. Okay? And so it was when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them. Matthew 14, 35, 13 through 15, "When Jesus heard of it, he departed thence by ship into a desert place and apart. And when the people had heard thereof, they followed him on foot out of the cities. And Jesus went forth and saw a great multitude, and was moved with compassion toward them, and he healed their sick. And when it was evening, his disciples came to him, saying, This is a desert place, and the time is now past. Send the multitude away, that they may go into the villages and buy themselves victuals." He was, again, when he saw this situation, he saw a need, he did something about it. Praise the Lord. Matthew 15, 31 through 34. "Insomuch that the multitude wondered when they saw the dumb to speak the maimed to be whole, the lame to walk, and the blind to see. And they glorified the God of Israel. Then Jesus called his disciples unto them and said, I have compassion on the multitude, because they continued with me now 3 days, and have nothing to eat, and I will not send them away fasting, lest they faint in the way. And the disciples said unto him, whence should we have so much bread in the wilderness as to fill so great a multitude? Again, he saw a need, and he took care of it. Matthew 20, 33 through 34, they say unto him, Lord, that our eyes may be opened. So Jesus had compassion on them and touched their eyes, and immediately their eyes received sight, and they followed him. Mark 1:41, and Jesus moved with compassion, put forth his hand and touched him, and said unto him, I will, be thou clean. Mark 9:22, and oftentimes in faith cast him into the fire, into the waters to destroy him. But if thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and help us. That's talking about the demon-possessed boy. Psalms 145:8. Lord, the Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger, and of great mercy. Folks, we must have compassion for people. We must have compassion for the lost. And Jesus gave us an example of what to do with sheep without a shepherd in Mark 6:34. And Jesus, when he came out, saw much people and was moved with compassion toward them, because they were as sheep not having a shepherd. And he began to teach them many things. Hallelujah. We have to have compassion. How do you feel about the lost? When you see the lost, when you see people, maybe if you were to the mall, or you, maybe a workplace where there's a lot of people, when you see all these people, how do you feel about the lost? Does it move you? Folks, how you feel about the lost will determine the effort put forth in winning the lost and what you teach them. Amen? So think about that. How you feel about the lost will determine the effort put forth in winning the lost and how you teach them. You see, we all need to have compassion for souls of people we know and people that we come in contact with. We need to have that compassion. Now, we know Jesus Christ came to the earth. Why? Well, who knows why he came to the earth? Seeking to save that which was lost. Amen. As his disciples and his followers, it should be our purpose to become engaged in this work with him as his as he directs our lives from his throne in heaven. Just like the disciples were winning souls, when you read about in the Bible, it says they turned their world upside down. They changed everywhere they went. This passage of Scripture helps us to understand that in order for us to participate in the salvation of the lost with our Lord, folks, we must feel what he felt. Amen. We must see what he saw, and we must do what he did. We need to pray for compassion. Amen. There's a lot of things we can pray for in our lives. But folks, if you pray most foremost for compassion, God will change things in your life when you get involved in doing his work. Amen? We have to have a compassion for the lost. We have to be an outside of the box thinking, and we got to look for ways to have that compassion to help people and change their life. The text says that he was moved with compassion for them. This tells us how he felt about them. When you look at Webster's dictionary and you look up compassion, it says a sympathetic conscience of the condition of others, here we go, with a desire to alleviate it. You see, if you could say, well, I feel bad for them, and you could think that you have compassion, but unless you have a desire to alleviate it, you don't have compassion. Come on. When you look at the four gospel accounts that show us that when Jesus was here on earth, he had compassion for people in different situations, different circumstances. And on this occasion, Jesus felt compassion because people were in a lost condition. He had a conscience full of sympathy with a desire to do something about it. You see, now we could sit here today and say, well, that's Jesus, and he had the power to do this. So do you. Amen? We have the same, we have his spirit in us. Amen? And he's dwelling in us. We are his hands and we are his feet. We have the same power that Jesus did. He said, greater things than these shall ye do. But we're not going to do it unless we have compassion. And we need to say, God, give me compassion for souls. Come on. He had a conscience full of sympathy with a desire to do something, and he felt sorry for them. His heart ached for them. The Apostle Paul also had a great compassion and a concern for the lost, and we see he wept for those lost. When you read in Acts 20, 18 through 19, and when they were come to him, he said unto them, ye know from the first day that I came into Asia, after what manner I have been with you at all seasons, serving the Lord with all humility of mind, and with many tears and temptations which befell me by the laying in wait of the Jews. Romans 10, 1 through 3, brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. For I bear them record that they may have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge, for they being ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. He wept for people. He prayed for people because he had a compassion. Amen? Amen. What do you think about them, folks? Amen. What do we think when you see people that have needs? Amen. How do you feel about people that are lost? Do you have compassion for the lost? 2 Thessalonians 1, 7 through 9, and to you who were troubled, rest with us when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. Amen. When you think about what's going to happen to those people unless we reach them, amen, there's going to be taking vengeance from the Lord because they know not God. Do you realize that the lost are precious souls who are out of the fellowship with God, and they are doomed. They are doomed to everlasting punishment of sin unless they come in obedience to Christ and receive the forgiveness of sins. And how are they going to hear unless we tell them? Amen? Truth is, folks, we won't attempt to save the lost with Jesus unless we first feel compassion on them. Why? Because of the seriousness of their condition. Why have compassion on people? Because they're going to die. They're going to burn in hell. Unless. So why did Jesus have compassion on these people? And why should we have compassion on them also? Well, the verse that we read says, they were as sheep not having a shepherd. That's vulnerable. Sheep must have someone to guide them and to keep them protected and keep them together. They just wander off and they'll be lost. One of the notable characteristics of sheep is that they have a tendency to go astray. Isaiah 53, 6 says, all we like sheep have gone astray and have turned everyone to his own way. And the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. And the Bible tells us that he is a good shepherd who came to seek the lost sheep. Luke 15, 1 through 7, they then drew near unto him all the publicans and sinners for to hear him. And the Pharisees and the scribes murmured, saying, this man receiveth sinners and eateth with them. And he spake this parable unto them, saying, what man of you, having 100 sheep, if he lose one of them, doth not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after that which is lost until he find it. And when he hath found it, he layeth it on his shoulder, rejoicing. And when he cometh home, he calleth together his friends and neighbors, saying unto them, rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost. I say unto you that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth more than over the 99 just persons which need no repentance. John 10:11, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. Without a shepherd to protect them, sheep are exposed to dangers from predators. And this is what we need to see in the condition of people who do not have Christ as their shepherd. They are lost, folks. They are heading towards a pathway of hell. We have to have compassion. See, without his protection, they're in great spiritual danger. So do you see what Jesus sees when you see people that are lost? To help us save the lost, Jesus, we need to be impressed with the seriousness of the condition of those who don't have Jesus to shepherd them to safely enter into eternity. We have to bring them in. We have to reach out to them. What did Jesus do? He began to teach them many things. See, the response that came from Jesus' compassion and his understanding of the people's condition was that he began to teach them many things. See, it's more than just inviting them to church. That's good. But we needed to do Bible studies with them and teach them, this is why you serve God. Amen? Obedience to God is not limited to a few specific rules to follow. It takes a lifetime of effort to fulfill what God wants us to do. Now, there are many things that we need to learn. What did Jesus do? You see, it is significant to notice what Jesus did not do. He didn't entertain them. He didn't try to lure them with special attractions. He didn't seek to wow them with a charismatic personality. He simply instructed them in what they needed to know. Amen? And now all those other things are all well and good. I mean, he ate with, you know, Zacchaeus. I need to go to your house. He befriended them. He was compassionate toward them. But first and foremost, Jesus was a preacher. Matthew 4:17, from that time Jesus began to preach and say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Matthew 4:23, and Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in the synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. Jesus, he healed people as a sign of his message from God. But notice, folks, that what is mentioned first indicating a place of greater importance. He went teaching in the synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom. In addition, he sent his followers into the world to preach the gospel. If he sent his disciples, that means he sends us. Amen. Mark 16:15-16, and he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And that's exactly what they did. In Acts 5:41-42, and they departed from the presence of the council, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer for shame for his name. And daily in the temple and in every house they ceased not to teach and preach Jesus Christ. Acts 8:4, and he fell on the earth and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And that's what he expects all Christians to do of every age. In 2 Timothy 2:2, and the things that thou hast heard of me among my many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. The primary thing that we can do to be like Jesus in saving the lost is to teach them the gospel as we have an opportunity. Not everyone can be a full-time preacher, but each of us must do what we can according to our ability and opportunity. There's a lot of opportunities that go for naught. Amen? 1 Peter 2:25 says, "For ye were as sheep going astray, but are now returned unto the shepherd and bishop of your souls." Each of us were at one time like sheep going astray. Amen? Somebody was compassionate. Because someone had compassion on us, they saw us as lost sheep in danger. And they taught us God's word. And we are now part of the shepherd's flock. Amen? We have to be an out-of-the-box compassion. Amen? We have to be out-of-the-box compassion. Amen? It's more than just saying, "Oh, I feel bad for them." It's more than just praying that somebody will reach them. We must go. We must be that have that compassion, that we're moved to do something. Amen? As Christians, we need to have the same goal as our shepherd did. Seek and to save those who are lost. As you are as compassionate as you should be, folks, are you? I'm sorry, are you as compassionate as we should be? I believe we all can have more compassion. Amen? How can we call ourselves Christians if we are not compassionate people? How can we call ourselves Christians, folks, if we look at the faults of others and somehow feel justified to judge instead of being compassionate toward them? Compassion will cause this church to rise above every force that would ever come against it if we are compassionate, if we are truly, truly compassionate. We will rise above every force that can ever come against us. You see, compassion, folks, hear me tonight. Compassion will take this church to a place that good preaching, that good worship, that good fellowship will never take it. Come on, we can have great preaching. We can have the greatest worship. We can have great kind of fellowship. But I'm telling you, compassion will move us far beyond all of that. And I encourage you to pray and ask God to give you the compassion, God, that you had. God, I want to be compassionate like you. Amen, because I'll tell you, folks, it'll drive you to your knees to pray for people like you've never prayed before. Amen. It'll drive you to do things and reach out in ways you've never done. Amen. And it'll be fulfilling in your life. Amen. Let's stand here tonight. We have to be outside of the box, compassion. Praise the Lord. And folks, let God use you in a mighty way. Let me tell you something. If God tells you to do something, he'll make sure that you have the means and the ability to do whatever he's asking you to do. He'll give you all the tools you need. Amen? If God tells you to give financially, God will take care of you. You can't outgive God. Amen? If he tells you to go and teach a Bible study, he'll make sure that that time that you feel that you don't have, God will find it in other areas for you. God will bless you because you cannot outgive him. And he came as our example, did he not? And if God was compassionate, we should be compassionate. If God took the time to help people, we should take the time. Will you pray for compassion? Hallelujah. Lord, we love you. God, we thank you for your word. We just ask you right now to touch each and every one of us here tonight. And help us, Lord, to have that compassion that you had. Lord, we give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. You're dismissed.